The Food and Drink Show on Stray Extra.
It is Stray Extra's Food and Drink Show, and delighted to welcome back from the Round Table Dining, Waheed. Evening to you.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Very good. Yourself?
Good, good.
Now, if you missed last time round, let's just kind of recap a little bit about what the concept of Round Table Dining is. Let's sort of just summarise.
Round Table Dining, we are specialists in private dining and corporate catering. You would have a fine dining restaurant brought right into your home.
So it's all the nice bits of eating out without any of the hassly bits.
No dishwashing, no taxis and childcare and things like that.
So
we take it easy.
For busy parents, you know, people's lives are busy, aren't they? So we said last time, you know, logistically trying to organise to go out for a meal is it's not just a case of booking the restaurant. It's all the other things you've got to think about.
It's not that simple when you're a parent. Mm. So we take that stress away from it, yeah.
And we're getting into springtime now. So in terms of spring veg, I mean, I guess there's a lot you can do menu-wise.
Spring veg, yeah. We've heard this time of the year we'll have asparagus coming out, peas, watercress, beans, and things like that. Yeah,
and I guess after the cold winter months, maybe looking for lighter flavors at this time of year.
Lighter flavor things, because it's summertime, you know, and people don't want to eat heavy in summer. They'd rather have a beverage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I can agree with that. And there's some other spring vegetables that are maybe not as in the mainstream. Some lesser well known.
Yeah, the ones that I've mentioned are really popular, but there are ones that are not as popular, which are just as good. And take morels for example. If you like truffles and morels, is one of them. Nettles are good.
Okay.
Then we also have edible flowers to brighten up your salads and things like that and your plate. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen those a couple of times and I'm never 100% sure whether I'm supposed to eat them or not.
What's that, nettles?
No, flowers. You know, when
flowers.
They're definitely okay to eat.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's edible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks great on the plate, doesn't it? But you're never 100% sure whether you should eat it or not.
No, anything that goes on a plate should be eaten, isn't it?
Well, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And in terms of cooking spring veg, I mean, have you got any sort of favourite way to prepare and cook?
My favourite way, personally, if I can eat my vegetables raw, yes. But a good steam, stir fry. I mean, there's so many methods of cooking vegetables. But I prefer mine stir-fried because we don't want to over-roast. We don't want to over-boil. It just takes out the nutrient and the nutrients out of it. And the colors, discolors it and doesn't look appetizing. So as raw as possible for me, personally, yeah. But everybody has different taste.
Yeah, I mean, sort of soggy, insipid-looking veg is not that appetizing, really, is
no,
it?
No, not at all. No.
Imagine the school canteen or something, doesn't it? Really?
No, not the crew mess.
Yeah. And, I mean, in terms of meat to go with the veg, I mean, obviously, you know, unless you're a veggie, of course, but, you know, a nice joint of some kind of meat would be perfect.
Well, this time of the year, it's lamb time. So I would say lamb, definitely. And don't forget fish. Fish as well. Mackerel is this time of the year. It's really good. And in a few weeks, we'll be having prawns, lobster coming out. But generally, we get meat throughout the whole year.
Mm.
But this season is definitely a lamb season. Yeah.
So, I mean, give us a typical lamb dish that you might create, you know, for this time of the year that's a perfect spring sort of dish.
A perfect spring dish. I would say I can give you two options. I can give you a South African option or I can give you a typical English option.
Oh, let's have both.
But let's start off with the English one. So I do a lamb loin with nettle and roast corn puree.
Yeah.
Peas and asparagus just tossed in butter and garlic and which is some pea shoots with them.
Mm.
Nice summer fresh one.
Lovely. And what about the other option that you've got?
The other one is a typical South African one, which is called, I'll explain it, it's called pap, vleis, chakalaka, maroch, and just a sauce to go with it, a traditional pinotage reduction. So when you say pap is, how can I put this to you? It is white polenta. That's what it is. Yeah,
yeah,
white polenta. So you could flavor the polenta maybe with mint. To go with the lamb.
Yeah.
And then chakalaka is a spicy a vegetable stew with it.
I love that word, chakalaka.
Chakalaka, it's, yeah, it's a
great
typical,
word to say, isn't
typical
it?
Typical Xhosa word.
Mm, love it. It's got a nice sound to it.
Yeah. And then we have maroch. Maroch is, it's spinach sautéed with garlic, and then we can puree that. And pinotage, which is a typical South African grape as well, grape variety for wine. So if you just reduce that with a bit of lamb stock, and you'll get a great sauce.
And I guess, yes, a nice white wine would probably be the perfect drink to go with a dish like that.
I would say a nice...
Or maybe red, I don't know.
I would go with a nice... I would go with a Shiraz.
Yeah.
Or if you can find a Pinotage. Yeah, but I mean, it is available in most stores.
Yeah.
But a Pinotage would go typical with that South African dish.
You must get depressed when you see these, you know, the bagged salads, like the real... I don't know, just for me... There's so much nice veg about, isn't there? You know, sort of the for me, the bag salad never quite tastes as fresh. I don't know.
Bag salad doesn't last very long.
No,
that's the problem. If you buy a bag salad, and you stick it in your fridge, it will last you 3 days.
And once the color starts to go, it just literally goes, doesn't it?
And then everything else goes.
Yeah,
yeah. But if you buy fresh, if you buy your fresh lettuce, for example, your fresh rocket, that would last much longer.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some great markets as well. I mean, when I bought fruit and veg from markets, so, yeah, it always seems to last that bit longer. I don't know what that is.
It does last longer because it's not in a bag.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes some of the big supermarkets are sort of, you know, they're more interested maybe in how it looks cosmetically, I think, aren't they?
But it's all about the packaging, isn't it?
Yeah.
We eat with our eye.
Yeah.
So we also buy with our eye in most cases. So it's got to look attractive for people to buy it.
Yeah, and I guess this time of year, some people might still be on a bit of a health kick as well. So some of these spring menus are pretty healthy, you know, in terms of seafood. That's very good for you, isn't it? And
seafood, really good. Don't forget that you can add some edible flowers in there.
Yeah.
We've got this time of the year, we should have pea shoots coming out, violas, chai flowers. Mm-hmm. Also really nice in salads. Yeah.
And random question this, but what do you think about the trend now? You know, when you go to a fine dining restaurant, you often get your food served on a chopping board rather than a plate. So are you a fan of that, or are you more of a plate man?
I'm a plate man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and not on a chopping board.
Sometimes when you have a tiny board and the food literally nearly fills it, I find it quite difficult to eat.
But in terms of, personally for me, I mean, in terms of health and safety, so many people has cut through that board.
That's true, yeah.
And bacteria just...
Oh, I've not thought about that.
Yeah, but that's how they do it.
Yeah.
I like to put my food on a plate. Mm. Yeah.
And we were saying last time round, but if you missed this, your first thing if someone wants to use Roundtable Dining will be to have a chat with the person, sort of, you know, tailor a menu based on their occasion, really.
It is bespoke.
Yeah.
So one of the great advantages is that you basically tell me what you like, what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Your allergies, which is very important for us, and then I will work around those and give you three menus of which you select one, and then we go ahead with it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd probably be, well, you're saying you like to challenge, so I don't know if I'd be a dream customer or not, but there's nothing I wouldn't eat, actually, so I'd be easy to cater for.
Oh, that's good then.
I think,
yeah.
Probably avoid Marmite. I'm not a fan of that, but apart from that,
I'm not a fan of Marmite either.
Strange food taste, that,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of South African cuisine, I mean, what are the main flavours in the cooking there? I mean, if you were to summarise.
South Africa is, it's not called the Rainbow Nation for nothing.
Mm.
We have various cultures, and I'm from a Cape Malay descent, which is Malaysian. So we bring that flavours of Malaysian in. We have typical curries, which are sweet and spicy curries.
Yeah.
And then you got your Afrikaner, which they love stews and barbecue. So a tomato stew or a water lily stew. And the Africans, they like meat. So barbecue and pap, once again, which is polenta. Yeah.
So some nice flavours.
It's a great variety, good variety, yeah.
Absolutely. Right, so and if anyone wants to find out more, your website is online too.
You can contact us at www.theroundtabledining.co.uk. Any recipes, any questions, don't hesitate to email me at info@theroundtabledining.co.uk.
I've got to say, I forgot to say this last time, but the curry you brought in, Stray Extra, went down a treat with the office. So
that that's good. That's good to know.
Very
yeah.
popular. Yeah, yeah. There was very little of it left. So.
Well, like I said, you know, I spend a lot of time abroad, and to spend for me, Thailand was 6 months of heaven because Thai food is just one of my favorite cuisines.
Yeah, the taste and the flavors are so different to Chinese, aren't they?
For sure, definitely. Yeah.
I mean. There's one restaurant near York I know that does both Chinese and Thai, and I would always order the Thais. For me, it's just got a nicer taste to it, I think.
You know? I prefer Thai. It's more fragrant. It's spicy, but it's more centered and very well balanced.
Yes.
It's got to be balanced, yeah.
Absolutely right. Well, it's been a pleasure again. We'll see you next time.
Nice to see you again. Stray Extra.